the federal government is floating a set of three proposals to prevent the Colorado River from drying up as it moves through drought-stricken Arizona, Nevada, and California.
The first of the three options is for the Bureau of Reclamation to take no additional action, and the river's conditions would likely continue to diminish. The second option, federal officials would decide in coming weeks if they plan to impose water cuts based on the system of water rights seniority, known as prior appropriation. This proposal would deeply affect newer and fast-growing cities in Arizona. The third option makes broad cuts affecting the California parts of the river, which in recent years has held up negotiations. The proposals follow a multi-decade drought affecting the country's largest reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell. Federal officials are accepting public comments for a 45-day period, which started yesterday. Governor Jared Polis has moved to weaken legislation intended to make filing lawsuits against the gun industry easier in Colorado. The Colorado Sun reports that the governor's office met with an ad hoc committee of legislators last week to remove provisions intended to prevent children and criminals from obtaining weapons via gun retailers. These measures were a part of the Senate Bill 168 proposed by Democrats earlier this year. Supporters of the original bill continue to support the amended version while expressing disappointment that it doesn't go as far as the original. Three additional bills affecting gun laws are pending the governor's approval. The Colorado House of Representatives voted to pass a bill yesterday aimed at strengthening healthcare services for communities statewide. This bill aims to direct hospitals' benefits spending towards underprivileged communities by implementing feedback and restricting the amount of out-of-state spending that qualifies as community benefit despite being beyond Colorado's borders. The legislation would require the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing to hold weekly stakeholder meetings to ensure fair representation is in the spending plan.
Boulder County Representative Judy Amabile sponsored the bill, which passed out of the House yesterday by a vote of 48-13.
The city of Boulder has launched a new program called Building Home to help newly housed community members transition into and maintain stable housing. The new program will work with Permanent Supportive Housing, or PSH, which supports people currently experiencing homelessness. Building Home will match someone newly housed to someone who has been in the PSH for under 2 years. Megan Newton, the policy advisor for Housing and Human Services, said in a city press release that the effort supports, quote, an essential safety net that has been shown to increase the success of newly housed community members remaining in housing. The services intend to build a sense of community, help with housing retention, reduce feelings of isolation, and teach life skills to the participants. The Colorado Department of Human Services is encouraging eligible Colorado residents to apply for the state's Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP. Eligible households can get support covering winter home heating bills. The program sends a one-time payment directly to the household's utility provider. The average benefit is around $441.
Teresa Cullen, manager of the LEAP program, says the recent reduction in SNAP benefits and the cost of heating up more than 35% over the last 2 winters, the choice between heating or eating is real for too many in our communities. Coloradans earning less than 60% of the state's median income may be eligible. The deadline to apply for LEAP assistance is May 1st. Boulder, Denver, and Longmont are looking at another sunny day with highs in the low 80s and a little wind. Tonight, it will cool off to a breezy low of around 50 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.